The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Yeah, that's right. It's Friday the 13th. Jason's here.
They're all doomed.
We're all doomed. But it's awesome because we've done two Friday the 13th ones.
Yeah, back-to-back months.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Hope there's another.
I think there's another one coming in later on in the year.
Ooh, that's going to be fun. We're going to do it again. Friday the 13th. Wait.
Anyway. Yeah, it's like something like everybody thought it was that, and it's
yeah, everybody's like it's ch ch, and I'm like no, it's k k, no, it's not. I'm like, all right,
and it isn't, and they thought it was the second word was mom.
Yeah, I know it's just ma.
It's
all.
It's still. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's not mom. It's ma.
I mean, it could be both of the words could be short for
mom. Mama. What do you want? Anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Big Mama. Anyway. Sorry, Howard. I just have to take it because I think it's awesome. Anyways.
It is.
I'm not going to take it, but cheers. It's always going to be yours.
I'm just going to borrow it.
Yeah, we're just going to borrow it for like a couple months. Or something. I'm going to move myself a little bit.
Hey, we're going to just like borrow it.
We're just going to borrow it.
I don't think Big Vomit is a part of his routine anymore anyway.
No, I don't think so. I think he's vanished or he's probably deceased. No idea.
Deceased.
He has long passed his prime.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Tweeting. He might still be kicking around
listening
somewhere
to our show right now. You sons of guns!
Yeah.
Except he's not saying that.
No.
He's saying, I love
saying
you guys.
Saying a few other choice select words.
Yeah, like happy
select
little things.
Choice words.
He's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to work with a guy like that.
No.
Do we have one? No.
Anyway. I'm sure his blood pressure was so high that, you know, eventually it got to him after a while.
Oh yeah, he's definitely dead.
he's
definitely gone.
With all the, you know, the veins sticking out of his head all the time.
Yeah. It's just he couldn't even go to the bathroom, you know.
His eyes were bulging. Yeah. He eventually got that bulging eye syndrome.
Yeah, like the guy
it wouldn't stop bulging.
Yeah. Every time he talks to people, he always looks surprised.
Yeah. Can you give him the best news in the world? He still looks the same.
Guess what? Your friend died. That's terrible.
Yeah. Something like that.
Man. How did it happen? Calm down. Why are you surprised? I'm not.
That's how I always look.
Yeah. Look like this because you used to work for a company, but. Do you have a family? No, they all left me because I was constantly like this. Every time the kids yelled at me, I always looked surprised. Hey!
Didn't matter what it was.
Eat
I just
your cereal.
Yeah. It's report card day.
Yeah. You guys want some pancakes?
Time to go to sleep.
Is your homework done?
Is your homework done?
Tries to look mad.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. Looks like he's straining.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if he could. Like, if you had that problem, I wonder if he really could, like, get mad. Because, you know, when you get mad, you know,
Yeah,
your brow just kind of.
Just like.
But if your eyes are bulging, you wouldn't really be able to do that.
Like.
I mean, it would be difficult.
Don't make me come over there. You're not even angry, Dad. Knock it off. You look so happy.
I think across the street, I saw him.
Oh, yeah, I would. See him at a funeral?
Yeah, just standing there. Just standing there.
You'd be like, why is this guy so surprised? What's going on here? Is he happy? I'm confused.
What happened? Did something happen?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Did he do a Joan Rivers? I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
That's what he says in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille.
That montage was like one of my favorite ones.
Oh, it was great. Matchmaker, matchmaker,
make me a match. He was great.
No, it was awesome.
That was that was one of my favorite montages.
No, it was so funny. I love that movie so much.
I watched it not long ago.
I was gonna and I didn't. I watched what did I watch? Forrest Gump. Those must be comfortable shoes. I bet you can walk around in a pair of shoes like that all day, not feel a thing.
Not feel a thing.
I remember my first pair of shoes. Mama said they was my magic shoes. She said they'd take me anywhere.
It's Mary, you haven't seen a kid with braces on his legs before.
One day I just started running. For no particular reason at all.
I just started running. I ran like the wind blows.
I don't even know what that means.
First to the end of the driveway. And then I felt like running some more.
I went to get the mail. And then I said, forget it, and just kept going. Oh, so I love that movie. I love that movie so much.
You know what I love about that one?
What?
The different, the music that was involved in the different eras.
The music's good.
Because it was like perfect. It was like on point.
Yeah.
To bring you back to that era.
Oh,
and then when they did they were able to computer generate him shaking the president's hand, which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you feel? Oh, I gotta pee.
I gotta pee. Got shot in buttock, sir. I'd like to see that. And he's like, he's like, what a sight.
Okay.
He just shows him for no reason.
That's because he took everything literal.
I know. But it was just funny.
So we had a few really nice days this week.
I know. What happened? Where'd they go?
Well, it's not technically spring yet.
I know, but I just can't stay. I was like, it's going to be so warm out. And I went out and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
The sun was out, but it was like, no.
Yeah.
I want to go back inside now.
It isn't going to be that nice either.
For a while.
I mean, yeah. Monday's looking like it's going to be close to 60, but it looks like it's going to be raining.
Ugh, of course it would have to be that day.
Monday the 16th.
I'll get out and I'll be a wet mess. Look like a wet dog.
Yeah.
You're so pretty.
That's nice. Santel likes it.
You smell really good.
Santel likes it when you do that.
Chantal. Like, Chantal likes that when you do that. And like, and like, I used to be a track runner, but then I realized Chantal really has to do like a lot of workouts. It kind of sounds more fun like that. I don't know what it is.
It kind
of
does.
Instead of saying, my name's Chantal.
Yeah, but that is still really
That's
funny.
Always going to be fun.
That's funny. Like, it's...
It is. I love it.
It's like... It's a weird... I don't know. It's just a weird quirk, I guess. It's funny.
It's so funny.
Just out of nowhere, my name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel.
Just in case you forgot.
I was at Dairy Queen the other day.
When she's talking of herself in the third person.
I know, right? Like, Chantel
That's
really
even better.
That.
I mean...
Yeah, it's so funny.
Both of them are funny.
And you know you were doing the voice like you said, and I was too.
Yes.
I was going, my name's Chantel. And like, I was at Dairy Queen, and Chantel loves strawberry.
This should be both. My name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel.
And Chantel.
But Chantel really loves her name, Chantel.
In case you're wondering, we're actually discussing a book that Chuck finally
wrote.
It was something that we discussed on our podcast a few years back, and it was we were talking about how we wanted to make a movie called Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure.
Yes. You drew the picture in my office when I was a valet manager,
and then,
I left it there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm making this a book.
I drew him a picture for his office, and I even signed it.
Yeah.
And I put two Chuck from Billy.
I think I still have them somewhere. That should be in the our store.
Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure. And it was about two bumbling idiots who unknowingly, take down a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
Like, they don't realize that that's what they're doing because they're that idiotic.
They're just like, what?
And their names just happen to be Chuck and Billy.
Yeah, really?
and it includes,
who would do that?
It includes an array of characters from our podcast and some that we talk about even here.
And some we can't talk about here.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about Swigs, but...
Swigs. Chantel's in there.
Yep.
A few other people.
Just, we can name them Marty and Joey. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, Marty and Joey. And then of course, the Fortune 500 company... And it was just, I started reading it, and I was reading it out loud, and it was funny because I get to the part where Chantel comes in, and I'm reading it in that voice, and she's talking.
I did the same thing.
She's talking in the third person.
I did the exact same thing. Like, I was doing the exact same thing. My wife's like, can you stop?
Can't help it.
My name's Chantel.
Swigs has, like, this... To me, she has like this raspy, she's been smoking for 40 years type of voice.
Didn't I say she had a raspy voice?
I think so.
Yeah, something like that.
I think so.
Hey, but she's gorgeous. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But she's gorgeous. And she's a biker mama.
She's cool as hell. But she's like, and she points out the stupid every time.
She's always like, you two are idiots. Yeah, like,
are you serious?
I should put that on the Amazon book thingy.
You should.
So if anyone... Okay, I have a few books on Amazon. They're not out yet. Just a few more hours and then they'll probably pop on there, but...
They're being released.
So eventually I'm going to put Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure on there, and it's not for kids, just so you know. Just because the front cover looks like it's for kids, it's not for kids, okay? Although
we did get some feedback about it, and someone said that it should be illustrated.
I'm thinking
it would be pretty cool if it was illustrated.
I would do the illustration the exact same crayon style that it is on the front cover.
Yeah, exactly. Stick figures. Yeah.
They have pants, though.
if you have like an outdoor picture, it's gonna have like a rainbow and a sun in the background. Like here's this picture of this big Fortune 500 company, and then behind it is this rainbow and a sun.
Oh, that'd be so great. That'd be so funny.
You get like one tree.
Yeah. Oh, I just downloaded some. Let's see if it works. You ready?
Oh, that's funny. Of.
Oh, it didn't work.
Of what?
Aw.
What'd you download? Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
There we go. Delish.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty long and scary. Hope nothing like that ever happens.
You must have ate at that restaurant that we know. the one I can't say the name to because it's so long and it's every name we could possibly do. What is it?
Kentucky Fried...
Golden
Kentucky Fried Olive Chili Golden Buffet. Something
no,
like that.
It's like it's not. I don't think it's Kentucky Fried. Is it?
No, it's not Kentucky Fried. It's just Kentucky. Yeah, it is Kentucky Fried. It's Kentucky Fried Golden Chili. I can't remember it. I thought we had it on here, but we don't.
Kentucky Fried Golden Apple
Chili
fried
Golden Garden.
Corral Garden. I don't remember. It's just all of those.
It's all of them. I just can't remember the name of it.
Man, if I could just go back and find them. There's a lot of commotion going on in this building today, huh?
Yeah, what's going on out there?
Is there a party that we didn't know about?
Yeah, where's the party, people?
Party's in here, that's just it. They're banging on the door to get in, that's it, right?
Yeah, they're like, can we come in, guys?
We don't have any popcorn.
We don't have no popcorn, fellas.
There's no snacks.
I was trying to download a cool soundboard, but it's not working.
A soundboard?
Yeah, like a gentle squelch, like this.
Well, I have a soundboard.
It's not.
I don't think those soundboards can be hooked up here for some reason. It's not.
It's not working.
You're having technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Are you too far away from the Bluetooth?
No, I'm actually still hooked up to it. Let's try it over.
How about that?
Let's try it over here, guys. Can you guys hear me? I can hear you.
Okay. I can hear you. No, I can hear you.
It's not working.
Loud and clear. It's not, well.
I like the one I just had. It was fine.
It's really funny, speaking of Bluetooth, because we took, Chuck and I took one of my trucks to get serviced.
Yeah.
And I forgot that I was connected to the other truck, too. So my phone kept disconnecting and reconnecting
because he was right behind me almost the whole way.
He was right behind me, so it was like he kept disconnecting and reconnecting, and it would disconnect and connect to the other truck, and then it would disconnect and connect to my truck, so I'd get a little bit of music, and I'm sitting there going, what the heck is going on?
That was so funny.
What is wrong with this thing? And I realized after that it was connected to both.
I was sitting there going, jamming.
Yeah. Did you feel like Chris Farley when they were in the police car and yes. the music would go in and out?
I just didn't have any nitrous oxide. Start
head banging and then stop.
Ruads. That's a funny Rudes. Word.
Ruads. Rowids.
Rowids. Like it. I sounded like that thing that always does that little sound, like when they're on TikTok.
Who?
It's like a laugh. They always do it.
Who does it?
No, it's like a sound clip.
Oh.
Like everybody when they do something and somebody does something funny.
Oh.
That thing. I sounded just like it. That's sad.
You watch too much Tiki Talkie.
Well, my wife does, and I hear it. That's all I hear, and I'm like, what's so funny? And I look.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It's so funny.
I get caught up in watching reels, and then I sit and laugh at some of the stuff I'm seeing. Yeah. It usually has to do with animals.
Really?
Something really funny with animals, yeah.
Yeah, animals are great. I still love the guy that does the voices.
Yes.
He's so funny.
With the dogs and the cats and stuff.
My favorite one I've talked
about. He's not
about
eating the dogs and the cats, but he does voices.
Not like somebody said that they're all eating the dogs and the cats. But
he's not eating the dogs and the cats, but he's doing voices for the dogs and the cats.
My favorite one's always going to be where the cat's sitting on the steps and he smacks the dog, and the dog's like, oh, no, you didn't.
And then runs back and forth. Yeah, it's like a little chihuahua or something. And just runs.
Oh, my That's demo. My favorite one.
Oh, it's demo.
Oh, I'm telling on you. You're in something. Make trouble.
Well, you know, so he's great. Just taking it. Yeah. Yeah. And doing exactly. One of those.
You're in some big trouble. I'm going to come tell my mom. You
But he does perfect. He does like, he does it perfect. So he must like study those videos just to know exactly when and what to say.
Yep.
Which is great.
There's another funny one where it's like two cats and the cat smacks the cat in the face. He's like, who you hitting? I was like, yes.
I think I've seen that one, too.
Just the look the cat gives the other cat.
I think I have seen it.
Like that, and the cat's like, who are you hitting? I was like, oh, man, that's great.
There's a couple that he does that where he has other people doing other voices, too. Yep. They do great. No, it's really
they got to
awesome.
Study that like crazy.
They must.
They have to, because I would be like,
Because you have to know what's about to happen in order to say what they need to say. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know that the dog is about to fall down the stairs or something, or, you know, in order to say what you got to say beforehand.
Yep. I love it.
Guaranteed. But he does it perfectly.
He does.
As if it's actually speaking. It's actually in the room.
I followed that guy so quick, man. I was like, this is great.
So if there's like, if the animal is in a kitchen and there's an echo, he goes somewhere in a room with an echo, like a kitchen or a bathroom. You know, to make that echo, to make it really stand out.
It's so funny.
I think it's great. That's the little details.
He does. He does really good.
I can't remember his name. I follow him, but I can't remember his name.
I do too, but I can't remember his name. I like the couple.
Looking.
The couple that does all these funny things. It's a guy and a blonde girl. Can't remember their names. But they do all these funny things. They do these taste tests. My favorite people are the ones that do the taste test and the guy gags.
Oh, the two
time.
Dudes that are...
Those guys are great. But these two are
I
phenomenal.
Can't even watch some of those. I'm like, ooh,
no,
I'm already...
No, I don't gag. I laugh so hard. I can't help it. I have tears in my eyes. Like, some of them where he's just like... Like that, I'm like, dang, bro.
Before they even open it.
But the guy on the left is laughing so hard at him, and his wife is dying. But then it's sometimes like, no, you got to get a sniff of this. She smells it, and you hear it.
Some people just have a really sensitive...
oh, man. I see...
Reflex.
See, back in the... Back,
that much stuff does that to me.
Back in the day when I was younger. Anyway, anytime I ever heard someone gag, I'd gag. Like, badly. Like, if I see someone throw up or hear someone throw, I gag like crazy. Now I don't really care. I just laugh. I don't know what it is. It's because of them. It's the reason because of them. I'm telling you.
It's kids, man. When you have kids,
it's so
funny. After you raise kids, you don't. Well, nothing like, really bothers you.
Yeah. No, that it still bothered me. Like, I mean, well, my kid didn't. It didn't bother me when my kid threw up, but
Like, but that's the thing, you get used to it because your kids are doing it, and then it's like, oh, okay, now I've grown a tolerance to it. And
but it's, I still remember the, when we went to, what was it, what was the restaurant here that had, like, the buffet? Old Country
Bonanza.
Buffet. Old Country Buffet. Oh,
well, but, you know, I'm dating myself. I'm dating myself here. I'm like, it's Bonanza.
Bonanza used to be over where Aldi's was. I remember that.
Yeah.
Bonanza. Ponderosa.
Ponderosa steakhouse.
That was Bonanza. Pretty good, too. I remember we went and she went and ate there, and she came over. She was like, I'm going to sleep over the house. And I was like, oh, cool. She's going to come over. And then all of a sudden, she was laying on the bed, and I had she was laying on my arm, and I was sitting there watching videos, and she was all of a sudden, I hear,
oh, no.
That's all I heard. And I was like, well, that's really warm on the arm. And she was like, sorry, I just threw up all my mac and cheese. And I was like, yummy. It was like noodles. It was just gross, dude.
And you can't even, there's nothing you can do.
I just got in the shower, put my arm out like that, and let it run and washed it off. It didn't bother me. I didn't gag or anything like that. And she was like, daddy. And I was like, what? I was like, get in the dang freaking bathroom, please, because I don't need to be cleaning that up in the bedroom all day. She's like, okay. I was like, oh my God. I had to call her mom and tell her to pick her up. But
well,
I told her I'd take her, but she didn't want him.
Yeah, kids always want mama. Kids always want mama when they're not feeling good.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want dad. But nope. Most of the time, 99% of the time, they want mom.
I told her, get in the shower, take a shower. If you throw up in the shower, it's a big drain. We're good. Anyway, stomp it down.
Who hasn't done that, though? I mean, like,
I did.
After a rough night.
I'm never drinking again.
Yeah. Not until the next weekend.
Yeah,
right?
Until tomorrow. Saturday.
Not doing it again.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me anymore. Like, at all. Like, zero. I don't know what it is.
I laugh at people gagging, too.
Yeah?
But there's depending on what it is, like, for instance, those two guys, if it's, like, a smell that I know what it is, and they're gagging that way, like, I can get right on board and start gagging with them. Because if it's that bad, and I know what it is, I can get right on board with them. But other than that, usually I just laugh. And most of the time I'm laughing. It's not just at them, really. It's mostly at, like, people who just randomly do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, the husband that makes the wife do it because all he does is... and then she's... exactly.
He's like, yes.
Exactly.
Come on, one more for the kids.
Yep. Those ones crack me up.
Those are funny.
Like, people that just randomly...
It's so funny.
Gag a little bit.
Like,
funny.
I can't remember where I was.
Like, what are you gagging at?
I was in an office. Yeah, I know. What are you gagging at?
Some people just are that. They're just some people that are that sensitive that it could be anything. It could be a smell of something outside, and just all of a sudden they gag. And I've experienced it. Like, I've looked over it.
So funny.
Someone like, what are you gagging about?
What are you doing? Like,
something's dead around you. Dead.
I was in a. Dead. I can't remember where I was. I was in a waiting room and I was sitting there and somebody was going. And I was like,
poor thing.
I'm looking over. I'm like, what are you gagging at? Oh, there's a smell I don't like. And I'm like, okay. I was like, here comes another one. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do anything. No, I was just like, all right. And then she was like, ugh. I was like. I was like, you done? And she was like, I'm okay. I was like, you gonna throw up? And she's like, no. I was like, well, don't, because my shoes are
nice.
The bathroom is over there.
But I can take you to the bathroom and show you where it is.
I will walk you to the bathroom and open the door and help you. But I won't go in.
But after that, it's all up to you.
It's all on you. It was so bad, she just kept doing it.
As long as it's not on me.
She was like, I was like,
oh, that sucks.
And she stopped, she got up, and she walked around a little bit, and then she kind of sat back down. She was like, I'm like, what are you doing? God.
Poor thing. Like, I can't imagine having that.
It was
sensitive
so
of a reflex, you know, or stomach, or sense of smell, you know?
I was nice. I just kept, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm all right. I just gag on things. And I was like,
Okay.
Okay, but what do you mean?
She was do you need a pail?
I was like, what do you mean?
She
was like,
garbage can?
She goes, there's a smell. I don't know what the smell is. It's really nauseating. I was like, is it me? I was like, kind of concerned.
You're right.
I'm right next to you, and you're gagging when I sat down.
Like, is it me?
I was like, is it me? She's like, no. Like, no. Yeah, I was like, do I stink?
Is it me?
I'm like, can't go that far, but you know. So I was like, she was like, no, it's not you. I was like, okay, then what is it? She's like, I don't know. It's just a smell. And she's like, so I got up and I moved. And she didn't do it anymore. She was lying. So it was me.
It had to be you.
And I didn't stink, though. I smelled really good. I had nice cologne on. Maybe that was a cologne. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Some people can't do.
Maybe I smelled like one of them Italian scent guys that just keep spraying it.
It'll like take a bath in it.
And walk in it.
Yeah. They spray it into the air and walk around in it. Yeah.
Like, that's our nighttime spray. Okay, let's go to bed smelling nice.
Just take a bath right in Axe.
It's so good. I can't stand Axe. I don't like Axe.
Me neither.
I used to, and I don't like it anymore.
It makes me sneeze.
Yeah, I can't. I don't like the ones that you go. I don't like those either.
Nope.
No, because it's like.
Yeah, but it kind of makes me think of
Teen Wolf
back in the day. Yeah,
it was like.
Yep. Wow, like, but it has to be like arid or
yeah.
What's that? What's the orange one or the yellow one?
The yellow one.
I can't remember the name.
I don't know
of that one. There's the blue container, the canister. I think that was arid, and then there was a yellow one.
I don't
know. I can't remember the name of it. But
degree.
No, I don't know if they had
orange.
It.
I think.
Did they have it? I don't know if they had it.
But back then.
But yeah.
Like when we were
like the spray.
Little smidge.
Like there was just arid and a couple of other ones.
I don't remember.
Arid. They did have secret.
Secret.
The secret spray.
For girls.
pH balance.
I smell so good.
Chantel loves it.
You know, like, Chantel loves secret. And, like, Chantel constantly sprays it on her. And Chantel loves to put perfume on. I need Chantel.
See, that's perfect.
I should have done it that way. I wasn't thinking of it. Because, like, she talked to herself about herself in the third person, then all of a sudden, my name is Chantel.
Yes.
I should do that. I should change it somehow. But no, it's fine the way it is. I think it's great.
Maybe. Nope.
I'm going to. No. I could put. No. I mean, I could.
Maybe.
No. I could, but that'll take forever.
Oh, maybe. I mean, you would just have to find her dialogue and just add it in.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Chantel loves combing her hair in the perfect way. Chantel loves putting makeup on the right way. Chantel likes to dress in this because I'm really pretty and my name's Chantel.
Oh, like she's telling this whole story.
Yeah.
But that's it. She's telling this whole story about somebody named Chantel.
It's funny because there's a paragraph and there's like this big and it's all her. It's so funny.
Talking about herself?
Yep.
In the third person?
Yep. It's like, oh, yeah, and Chantel loves having drinks, and Chantel loves being in a bar room, and Chantel loves, like, talking to people that I don't really know. I mean, Chantel.
I don't know how we think up this shindigs.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. This stuff is just crazy.
I don't know how we do it.
It's great.
It's like, I don't know where it came from.
I don't either. I don't even know where that came from. Like, we just did it. I just did it out of the blue.
It was the phone calls.
Yeah, the phone call started that.
And then we just took it and ran with it.
Yep. It was great.
And we just come up with it. It's like, I'm like, they have to be derived from something. You know, like.
Well, I mean, like, I remember my, I think it was because I remember my sister's friend. She almost sounded like a Valley girl. She's like, oh my god, my makeup looks amazing. And I was like,
that's so cool.
So maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe that's it. I could be wrong. My sister's probably going, shut up. And I know who I'm talking about. I know she listens to the show. So I know she knows what I'm talking about.
So she's probably saying it right now.
Yep. She's like, I know who it is.
Oh, that was so-and-so.
Yeah, you know, my makeup looks so good today. Even though I put it on with a sandblaster.
So horrible.
Wait, I have met only a couple.
Yes, she said her name.
Oh, I've only met a couple of people. who talked like that in real life, you know, other than what you see on TV. But I was like, oh, it is real. Yeah. Oh, it is.
It's so real.
Oh, yeah, it's like so real.
The ones that I didn't like were the ones who were like, oh, my God, gag me with a spoon.
Those are like the Valley girls in California.
Be careful what you wish for.
Gag me with a spoon.
Haven't you ever seen...
So stupid. Look at your clothes.
Haven't you ever seen the wish movies that if you make certain wishes, they actually come true, and then bad things happen? Be careful what you wish for.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We made it back.
Hi. Hi, are you here? Because I'm here.
I'm here.
Here.
Are you really here?
It's Friday the 13th.
Wait, it's Friday the 13th. Can I play
Friday the 13th right now.
I gotta find it.
So I don't know where it is.
I lost it. Son of a...
I don't know about anybody else, but I never really think of Friday the 13th as bad luck.
Nope, me either.
I've never, like...
I think it is good luck.
I've never manifested any bad luck on that day.
We'll play it in the background.
More or less, like, all it is just another day.
We'll play a different one.
If anything, I've had good luck on Friday the 13th before.
Where is it?
Where'd it go?
It's not playing.
What had happened was...
I just heard a beep. Did you hear the beep?
I know, yes, I did. It was like
what
I was
that?
It was like I was doing a hearing test. Should I have raised my right hand?
You should have.
I heard it on the right side.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? So I hope you got it. Yeah. I don't think anybody... that's terrible.
I don't know.
That was terrifying.
Where did that come from?
It will be easier for you than it was for Jim.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's see. Where'd it go, man?
Yeah. Get her, Jason.
Mommy says get her.
That's silly.
It's so cute. I'm so cute. I'm so cute.
It is Friday the 13th.
It is. It's Friday the 13th. I love Friday the 13th.
I do too.
I like watching the movies on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's like a thing.
You gotta watch them on Friday. You have to watch Jason on Friday the 13th. You have to.
Yeah, why not?
Because if you don't, I don't know. I got nothing. I'm going to send Chantel after you. She's going to come and get you. And Chantel will come over to your house and knock on your door rapidly. And then if you don't answer, I'll just keep knocking. And then, like, when I'm done, I'm going to start kicking the door because my name's Chantel.
I start kicking the door because my name is Chantel.
Because I'm so cute.
We have a wind advisory from, like, Saturday at 6 a.m. until like 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Great.
And tonight it's supposed to like snow, kind of.
It snowed kind of last night, but I don't know what that was.
It's like going to be like 31 and snow. This evening will give away to lingering snow showers late. It'll be like 31 degrees.
My name is Chantel.
The winds will be like south-southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
And the chance of snow is like 80%. That's a 80%. High percentage. My name is Chantel. Snow accumulations are less than 1 inch. Men, do you know what 1 inch is? My name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel. Chantel loves 1 inch. 1 inch of snow. It's crazy.
Less than 1 inch.
Less.
It's going to be 31. So be careful. Dress warm if you're going anywhere.
Dress very warm, people. You have to dress warm.
Dress warm.
Dress pretty.
Saturday is going to be cold. Cold, I tell you.
It's going to be very cold.
The humidity is going to be at 64%. We've got we have a moonrise and a moonset.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The moonrise is at 4:24 a.m. and the moonset is at 1:03 p.m.
I like when the moon's humongous.
Yeah, supermoon?
Yes, I love that.
It's the closest to the Earth at that point. I miss that. Like those couple of days that were really, really nice.
Yeah.
Tease.
I know they're like da-da-da.
Tease. Now all the snow has melted, and that's you can see where the dog went the most. It's like, because it would snow, and then you know she'd do her thing, and then of course it would snow over the top of that. There'd be a layer, and she'd do her thing on top of that. So there's like it's a totem pole. It's a few of them, few little pyramids here, out there.
Let me carve this.
I got ready for it. I'm like, all right, so. It's, you know, it's obviously it's not time yet to start doing yard work because it's still cold. We're still getting weather and everything, but I still got all the rakes out, the wheelbarrow, the shovel. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get ready. I have to get this stuff up somehow.
It's gross because I walk my dogs and there's poop everywhere. Like, not from my dogs. It's from other people. They don't pick up nothing.
Yeah. I don't pick it up in the winter in my yard.
Yeah, and then I got into an argument with some lady last night. Your dog just went to the bathroom on my lawn. I was like, this isn't your lawn, you rent. And she was like, look, I'll even show you. I was like, show me, please. I would love to see this video. And my dog was way down here. So, and she shows me, and you can see Momo because he's got a long body and he's stretching to go pee. And that's it. I'm like, that's the quickest pooping time I've ever seen in my life. She's like, well, he went. And I was like, no, he didn't. And she shows me this stuff, and I'm like, that's been there for, like, days. What do you mean he just did that?
First of all, those are the size of him.
Yeah. Not even close. He's like a rabbit.
He's like pellets.
Yeah.
Marbles.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Marbles instead of Tootsie Rolls.
Talking about poop on the air. That's great.
Come on.
It's cute.
Every dog does it. Every person does it.
Yeah, we all go to the bathroom.
I mean, it's really, I'm talking about the cleanup. I'm not looking forward to it. And I looked out and I was like, holy cow.
It's bad. Like, not even, like, I'm not talking about your yard, but I'm talking about everywhere.
Oh, it's bad.
It's horrible.
But I'm fully prepared to do what I have to do to clean it up. Oh, man. But obviously, I can't do that, so it's actually nice.
Oh. Oh, man.
Mock.
Yeah. Bird. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mockingbird. Don't everybody have you heard? Don't quit your day job.
Here you go.
I want to apologize for that unpleasant scene a little earlier.
Yeah, that was a... Yes, sorry.
Yeah, we... Sorry about that.
Sorry. So sorry. What are you doing over there?
My friend Harry and I would love to buy you guys a round of drinks. Make it four Boilermakers.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, sir.
Gotcha. And he put it on his tab. That's great.
Yeah, and then he's like, now we'll take some of these. And he's like, so what happens at the end of that movie? He's like, the guy catches him up like a mile down the road and then he slits his throat. He's like, you hear him try faster.
Yeah.
I still love the part where he's like,
yeah.
He's running. Like, what are you doing? He's like, it feels like you're running at an incredible rate, Harry. He's like, stop it. You're annoying me already.
I think if that would be us, I think, if we...
In the book, it's like, us. Yes. She calls us Dumb and Dumber. And then you're like, which one's dumber?
Oh, man. That could be a thing.
I should write a book called Dumb and Dumber and just make it me and you. But not, like, them. But, well, I mean, almost. I can do, like, a Lloyd Christmas and a Harry Dunn-esque type of thing.
It's just two people, just like two bumbling,
so funny, dude,
dummies that just get themselves into trouble because they're not, you know, as keen to what's going on.
I think it would be funny, like, and we'd have to find a person that gets kidnapped or something,
or like accidentally kidnap somebody.
Yeah.
Or like we're trying to help them, but yeah, we're not helping.
And you're in the papers, these two were seen kidnapping,
these two are wanted,
and we're like, what?
by the authorities.
No, we have to give her back. No, we can't. We're trying to make her better.
We're trying. She has to be somewhere. We're trying to give her a ride.
She has to be in Hollywood. She's doing a movie. What's it about? I don't know. It's a movie.
Speaking of movies, I just watched Ready or Not. I watched that last night. No, not the new one. It's not come out in theaters yet.
Oh, all right.
But I didn't even know that there was a second one that was coming out in theaters. So I watched the first Ready or Not last night, and at the end of it, I was like, oh, it'd be cool if they come out with another one. Underneath, so it's in the Disney Hulu apps, and underneath it says suggestions. There's Ready or Not 2. And so I was like, oh, there is a second one. I didn't realize they were talking about, you know, anything.
You were like, ooh.
I didn't realize that it was coming out. So I clicked on it, I clicked on it, and I went to it, and it's a sneak peek of Ready or Not 2 that's coming in theaters on March 20th. Mm-hmm. So, and it's actually pretty long. It's a long sneak peek, and pretty good. Yeah, they say it picks up right where the first one left off.
I think... I'm not sure what day it is. It might be the 17th or next Friday. There's a horror movie I want to watch called Undertone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to see that movie. It's about this girl that does a podcast about like paranormal events and all that stuff. But she doesn't believe any of it. She's like a skeptic.
Yep.
And this guy comes on. He's like, well, I've got these sounds if you want to hear them. So he starts playing the sounds, and all of a sudden she starts hearing things behind her. Mm-hmm. Things are just going crazy in her house, and she's like, "We got to stop playing this." I can't wait.
Just waking up the demons.
It's the most terrifying paranormal movie you'll ever see.
It sounds a lot like Host. You remember Host?
Host.
During the pandemic, they came out with this movie, and it was very easily made.
Yeah,
you know, so it was just a bunch of people on video chat, and they did like a séance.
After that,
stuff started happening in the background, which is creepy because it's kind of, you know, almost like real life.
Yeah.
Because there's no other cameras really involved. There's no like special effects or anything. It's just all, you know, normal. It's like found footage kind of.
Yeah, thing, yeah.
Which is the best.
Some of the found footage ones are just horrible. Like I watch B-movie found footage ones. Some B-movie ones are actually really good. Some are just like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I could have made this.
What was the one? It was on Shudder. I can't remember it, but it's like found footage, and it's different stories. The same guy.
Oh.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
It's a very B-rated, but it isn't bad. It isn't too bad at all.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
That one was all right. The Poughkeepsie tapes I liked.
The Poughkeepsie tapes are creepy.
Yeah, because you're like, is this real or is this not real?
Yeah, you don't know if it's real.
You're up there Googling, you know, what happened to so-and-so. Like, did she really survive? Is this real? Like,
there was a Poughkeepsie serial killer, but I don't know if...
Well, they took a lot of the stuff from all of the true crime, you know, events that over the years and kind of put them into these found footage tapes. And it was just...
It was disturbing.
It was very disturbing.
Very disturbing. So if anyone wants to go watch a disturbing movie, there you go.
Yeah, but just don't say we didn't warn you.
Yeah, it's
18 and up.
Yeah, major warning, I can tell you right now. Because when I watched it, I was like,
it shouldn't have been rated anything at all. It's like
rated
NC.
Terrifying.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, it should be NC, definitely.
Yeah, that's don't let your opinion. Kids watch it.
Kids should not be watching that at all.
Nope.
Because they're going to be like, oh, guess what I can do? No, no.
Nah, they'll have a lot of questions, that's for sure.
So you like The Black Phone, right?
Yep.
Did you see part two?
Yes.
I didn't care for part two that much.
It wasn't as good. I don't think I liked it as much.
I didn't.
It was good.
It was
like,
good, but it wasn't. I was hoping that in the first one, he didn't kill him.
Yep.
And he just pretended and just said, forget it. I'll get out and leave or something like that. But that's not how it happened. He's dead, and it's just, I don't know.
It's just a weird
adaptation.
I wasn't sure how that was going to even go. or like, they could have come, you know, had, like, a person who carried on the work instead of...
Like, if they didn't kill his brother, and then he carried it on, that would have been funnier.
Oh, but they did kill his brother, so
I know,
they
but I'm
that.
Saying if they did
But even so, like, they could even still keep the original guy, but just the original guy's haunting the new...
Yeah.
You know, the new killer.
Yeah, I mean
that would have been a cool story.
They do it with Scream. Why can't you do it with that?
Right?
I mean, there's always...
I'm thinking about how they might bring Michael Myers back in that way. I know they did Halloween...
They're going to put them together like they did Chucky.
No, I know they did I know they did Halloween Ends, but do you know, like, the premise of that movie...
Yeah.
And, you know, spoiler alert right now, because I'm going to talk about Halloween Ends in case anybody did not see it and you're listening to us right now. But the premise of that movie was that kid.
Yeah.
And the kid, like, invoked his... his spirit, his soul, or something.
Yeah,
you know, or the
darkness,
the darkness, and carried on the killings with him beside, you know, basically beside him to teach him more or less.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it be that at after the end of that movie, after what's done to him, obviously he's not going to be coming back from that. But why couldn't that darkness just move along?
Yeah,
the way it did to that kid.
Exactly.
You know, so there could be another.
I mean,
Halloween movie, or if you think about it.
It would be even better if she butchered that guy. He's not coming back. But anyway.
Yeah. No. There's no coming back from that one.
But maybe she didn't get any vital organs. Maybe he's alive. Anyways, who knows?
I mean, if you put someone through. It's like Fargo.
Yeah.
If you do that, I don't think there's any coming back from that.
No, I'm talking about the kid that got, when she stabbed him like 30,000 times.
Oh, the kid, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was
gone, but you never know, because they didn't really
show him after that.
They didn't really pull out a deceased.
So if he's still alive, that would be a good continuation of Michael's person.
Work, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I mean,
evil never dies.
You can't call him Michael Myers, because he ain't Michael Myers, but... Wait, I can't remember what was that kid's name? Like,
I can't remember.
Fred or Jared? That would be weird. I'm Jared Myers. No, stop. Anyways,
it's just the evil. You know, that's all it is. It's the evil darkness. But yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to checking out the second movie to Ready or Not.
Yeah,
because it was actually pretty good. I liked it. I thought it was funny. I laughed a lot at it. It's supposed to be comedy horror, so.
I like some of those.
And it was, have you seen it?
I've seen the first one, yeah.
Yeah. I just found it.
I liked it. I didn't mind it.
I thought it was funny.
The second one, I'm just waiting for Undertone. I'm so excited for that movie. And I keep telling people, hey, do you want to go see this movie? No. Why? I watched the trailer. No.
I'll go watch it with you.
You got to watch the trailer.
The trailer's amazing.
I'll watch
Undertone.
Yep, Undertone.
I'll have to look that up.
It's so creepy.
Like, I'll go watch it with you.
She takes care of a woman that's an older woman that's, I think she's disabled or she's sick or something. And there's a part in it where she hears knocking on the door, but it's a closet. And she opens it. She goes, looks in, and all of a sudden the lady's sitting in the bed and she just goes.
And she just turns around.
Yeah, I was like, nope. Love it. Yeah,
perfect.
I love it. No, go ahead. I don't know what you're gonna say.
Oh no, I was just gonna elaborate on this other. It's a movie that just popped into, I think, I want to say it was Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
and I'm sure people have heard of it, and they might have even seen it as they're scrolling by. But it's called The Housemaid.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's based on a book.
Yep,
it's a series of books. There's three of them. The Housemaid, and then the second part, and then the third part. But the movie was really good.
It was. I wasn't expecting any of that.
Because Amanda Siegfried is the perfect actress for that role, number one. And she executes it perfectly.
Yep.
So that when the time comes... It blows you out of the water, like that moment blows you out of the water, like, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming.
When it happened, I was like, wait a minute.
Right, there's a twist, and the twist is I mean, you kind of can, if you get the feel for it, you're getting what's happening.
Yep.
But then when it gets to that moment, and you realize what is actually going on, it's an aha moment, and it's good, but... It moves forward, so I'm excited to. I actually bought the books.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So nice. I'm thinking I'm gonna start reading the second book, and just to see what happens.
You gotta watch. It's All Her Fault. No. Yeah, I think it's what it's called. It's her It's all her fault or something like that.
I think I just scrolled past that. I might have watched it. I don't.
It's like, it's a. No, you gotta watch it. It's amazing. It's literally amazing. Like, I was not expecting any of that.
I don't know if I know I scrolled. I know I've seen it.
Or it's called All Her Fault. Yeah, it's not It's Her Fault. It's All Her Fault.
Might. Oh, is it the miniseries?
Yeah. Dude, it's so good. It's
That's
so
why
good.
I haven't watched it yet.
You gotta That's watch right. it. Like, me and my wife binge watched the whole thing.
Because it's a miniseries. So, you know, you get your ending is wrapped up by the end of it. So you get one season, but you get the whole
it's
story.
It's so good. It's so
I
good.
Like those. I like the how you can get, like, the whole story in just one season. It doesn't leave you hanging.
Yep.
You know, you're not, you don't have a bunch of questions, and then they don't cancel it.
Yep.
So you're in the middle of it watching. I can't stand when they do that.
I liked that, and I liked Apple's Fault. What is it? Apple's Fault. No, what was it called? Apples don't fall far from the. I don't know what it is. What it's called. Something
I mean,
like
the
that.
Saying is that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like just a piece of it, and it's about a mother that goes missing, and these people are trying to figure out what's going on, and the end of that, you're just like, what? Yeah, that's good too.
And then I also watched, and these are notable movies. Like I like to see things that I haven't seen in before.
Yeah.
And then decide whether or not I like it, and then decide whether or not I want to talk about it, because, and most of the time they have pretty high ratings. You know, like you know, whether it's Rotten Tomatoes or it's just the app itself, but. Where the Crawdads Sing.
Such a good movie.
I scrolled past that so many times only because of the title. Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize, like, I was like, you know, I keep seeing it and I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to throw this on to have some background noise.
Yep.
That's what I did.
Yep.
And then it caught my eye and I started watching it. And I didn't regret a minute of watching.
So good. That was such a good movie. Like, the ending again. Wasn't expecting it. I mean, I kind of did, but not really.
Yeah, it's more like you're watching through this thing and you're like, you know, you're on one side.
Yep.
You're on that side.
Yep.
But you're kind of feeling like, well, who did it?
Exactly.
Who did it?
And then all of a sudden,
who done it?
Bam. And you're like, oh, no way.
And you in your mind, you're like, well, you're thinking of, like, all the different people that could have been involved.
It's snowing.
Oh, no. We can see out the window. Close the blinds. So if you get the chance, and now this isn't for, you know, this is a mystery romantic movie. So if you're not into that, you probably won't like it. No. But I think this kind of comes right up there with The Notebook.
It's still got like a thriller type to it.
It does. It has more of a mystery.
Yeah.
The Notebook was more of a romance.
Yep.
So I think that they almost can be up in the same box.
The Notebook was so cute.
Hey, timeless. Timeless story.
It's a good movie. It's only because it's got Rachel McAdams in it. It's the only reason why I watched
it. She's so cute.
She's so cute.
But
my wife's probably like, urgh!
But I mean, we've got, let's see, Daisy Edgar Jones, who is the star in Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yep.
And she plays Kaya.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah. And so I'll tell you what it's about in case you want to see it. If you've seen it, if you scrolled past it, I'm sure, you know, it's...
It's on Netflix, right?
I think it's on Prime.
I think it's on Netflix, too.
It
I
might
think
be
I saw
on Netflix.
It yesterday, because I was going to go watch a few things, but and I didn't watch anything.
With all the streaming services, I mean, it's
got to be somewhere.
If you've seen Where the Crawdads Sing, if you've scrolled past it, just know.
You have to
watch
it.
You should give it a chance.
You should give it a chance and be like, oh, my Lord. Right.
It's about a young woman who raises herself in the North Carolina marshlands and becomes the prime suspect in a murder case. And so then the story follows Kaya as she navigates the isolation, the love that she ends up feeling, and then the prejudice that she gets from being out, sort of like an outcast, like an outsider living in the marsh.
Yep. Everybody hates her too. And she
They call her Marsh Girl.
Yep. And she doesn't walk around with it, and she has no, she never wears shoes. Never.
No.
Nope. Never.
Don't like it.
No.
So it follows her as she navigates all that, and then it culminates into a murder trial where her past and the secrets of the Marsh are revealed. So the film was released a few years ago, and then it was later released on DVD. But, I mean, I never saw it.
No.
Up until recently.
It was in the movie theaters, and I wanted to go see it, but it didn't stay in the movie theaters that long.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, and then I have, like, this app that I can watch anything, any movie I want for free. And I saw it, and I was like, click. And I just started watching it. I was like, this is so good.
Well, this will give you an idea, too. One of the producers is Reese Witherspoon. So, I mean.
Reese is good. She's
good. Good people.
She's good.
Yeah. And then if you want a shorter plot, obviously, an abandoned girl, Kyle, grows up alone in the marsh and becomes the main suspect when a local man is found dead, leading to a murder trial. What happens?
What happens?
Watch and find out. Watch and find out.
Yeah, you got to watch it. Trust me, it's not going to bore you. It's always going to keep you...
It'll keep you engaged.
Yeah, it's not going to bore you. Because I was like, it's a love
story. And it's not like... She's not like Nell.
Yeah. You know?
She's not like Nell. She's out. She's not... She doesn't live out in the marsh and you know, she wasn't raised by the wolves. She...
Yeah.
She can speak fine. It's just... you have to see it in order to understand.
I'm telling you, it's just such a good movie.
And again, I'll give you the name. It's called Where the Crawdads Sing.
That
I give that five
that,
stars.
If you ever want to watch a good miniseries, All Her Fault's really good. And
yeah, I have that. I put that on the list.
Apples Don't Fall is really good too. I don't know where you're gonna find that. What makes me angry is they got rid of my Peacock. Ended the show that I liked with.
Oh no.
It was the one where they're doing the podcast with the serial killer. It was such a good show. Why did they take it off? Hate that.
They did a podcast with a...
Yeah, there was a serial killer, and the guy was killing people in town, killing a whole bunch of women, and he goes to their house to fix their sink, but they don't know he's a serial killer right off the bat. And it's like two episodes before you find out he's actually a killer, so it's stupid. I might just give it to you now.
Well, plus it's not on anymore, right?
No, it's not.
Did they cancel it?
I mean, I think it's there, but you can watch one and two, and that's it. You can't watch nothing else. They canceled it. I was like, why? It's so good.
See, but I hate when they do that.
The guy was terrified. He was a serial killer because he wore like those little booty things that they wear in hospitals.
Oh yeah.
So he didn't make any marks in the house or like track anything, and
he didn't leave any evidence.
And he noticed it when he was fixing his sink. He's like, why do you wear those booties? He's like, you know, so I don't track mud in your home. And he's like.
I'm going to tell you right now, service technicians, they usually wear booties.
Yeah, but he didn't. He was just like, okay. And he goes, why? He goes, well, you know, have you been watching the news about that serial killer? He goes, why? Because the serial killer wears booties? You think because I'm the guy wearing booties, I'm the serial killer?
Yeah.
He's like, no.
No.
We weren't thinking that. And he's like, you're right, I'm not, so don't think that. So then a couple like episodes later, he's
I
like,
love calling people out right then and there like that. It's great. Yeah.
Then he goes,
he's get embarrassed. They're like, no.
Then he's sitting there, fix it. He goes, I finished your sink. And she goes like, okay. He's like, she's terrified. She doesn't want to go near him, but she knows it's him. And then he goes, just so you know, when I murdered that last woman, like that. And he was like, she goes, you are the killer. And he's like, yes. And if you say anything, you're going to be my next victim. I was like, wow. So good. It was so good, though. And they befriended him. And anytime he did something, they're like, what are you doing? Like, that? Why are you killing people for no reason? He goes, I'm a serial killer, and it's fun. It's a comedy, and it's just great. And I was like, why'd you take it off, man? Come on. They had the girl from the girl that plays Penny from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
man, we're almost done. That's terrible.
Yeah, we only got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, this isn't fair. I don't like it.
Chantel doesn't like it when that happens.
All right. So rude. All right, so I guess I'll just do this, and I get rid of this, because my Bluetooth is being stupid.
In any case, you know, it has been real fun.
It's been a blastio.
Friday. Ooh.
Anyway,
and you might be on your way home from work or not. You might be on your way into work. Yeah. Let's have a good Friday night, though.
Yeah, we know what you guys are going to do.
Be responsible.
You're going to go home and take a nap.
You're going to be responsible adults, aren't you?
Then party.
You're going to be big time responsible adults.
With some sherbet.
Sherbet.
Mm. Anyway.
Gonna order in.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. And we always want to be your neighbor. We love you. It's amazing. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the music.
We hope you have a...
You guys have a great...
Fantastic afternoon.
And a wonderful night. We love you. Goodbye. Tie your shoes.